It actually didn't hurt. And then Sunday.
Obvious adrenaline, Baba.
Sunday I had it wrapped up, guy. Because I hadn't bought betadine and stuff on. I hadn't bought the betadine to put on it yet. So I had it wrapped up on Sunday. Monday morning. Papa's jimber was like swollen. Ah! Shit.
Yeah.
Are you actually recording me talking about my grass, bro?
Yes, I am.
Monday morning was a mission, bro. But it's gotten a lot better. It's today and tomorrow.
My nigga, it's leaking. What do you mean?
No. Do you know what that is? Oh my God. That's the betadine drying it out. Because it's drying out. This guy, I have to shower, guy. Man. Oh. Do you know what the worst? This is the worst.
Oh, yeah. That's going in sevens, huh?
Shamari.
I hope you're recording all this because this is quality.
This is the worst.
Pure quality stuff.
No, check. The one on the knee is the worst because under your knee,
it compresses.
So whenever you straighten it, it's...
Right, like now, if we sit down now, right? When I stand up, the pain is going to be ridiculous because it's all the blood flowing.
The prices we pay.
Wait, hold on. Let me show you a picture of it 2 days ago. I sent T-Mac the picture. T-Mac is on his hands. Oh. Who hit you?
Well, you hit near the far end on the right.
Far end.
Close to where we were sitting, where our bench was.
They sent there. They sent there.
They need to get their shit together.
They sent there. In fact, there's a water main right there, which they cover in sand.
That's what it looked like to you.
Oh. Is it? You see what I mean? Because on Saturday, I was like, did you jump into some whitewash or what?
2 days ago. Bruh, the entire top two layers of skin gone, bruh.
That's intense.
Subcutaneous fat visible.
Shit, that's intense.
No, actually, whatever. It's fine. So we've got a break for 6 weeks after Saturday.
How?
Is it?
Because they canceled the gold. Because
it's Easter next weekend.
Shit.
Did they cancel the gold?
They canceled gold.
So we're not playing those things. Because just move the league back up. Why stop?
World Cup was always cancelled. What do you...
No, the letter came out today or yesterday.
The letter came out yesterday.
From,
Africa Cup.
Africa Cup.
Oh, shit.
There's no Africa Cup, buddy.
It's like a national team. Only thing national team is going to play this year is Super Sport
Challenge. Are you going It's Super Sport Challenge.
No. Because apparently they're going to try and organize other things.
So with what money?
No, national team, man. Not local leagues. Teams.
National team, yeah.
As in Sables.
Yeah, they're going to have games. Dude. Anzi IRB provided money, but shut the only
up.
Issue...
Shut
listen!
Up,
did you
gonna,
see the letter?
So are you saying they're not going to play Super Sport Challenge?
They're not playing...
Listen, a letter came out from African
Rugby. Yeah. I thought that was Silver Cup.
No, silver and gold. And gold cup.
Sheesh.
So they're saying that Quest didn't come through on their half of the park.
Yeah, I saw that.
So they're saying that the money is there.
I
so they
finish reading, but I saw
they would try and do what they have with their half of the money.
Yeah,
try
but,
and do other things. That's what they claim.
Yeah, but like one of our topics isn't
we started
Africa,
recording.
Africa's,
tell life, Mdara.
Yeah, it's fine. Okay, we're live. Welcome to episode 4. Of,
in the thick of things in the clubhouse.
In the
outside the clubhouse.
Outdoors. We're on a tour. We're on a tour at the moment.
Marari.
Yes, we're now last week we were in the Grange. Now we're in Newlands, Baba. Smells like money here.
Don't worry, we are going to get to Chiredzi Mashingo, Blawayo.
Yeah, we're gonna take it. We're going to take it everywhere.
Blawayo.
Around the Zim.
Yeah. And
Blawayo.
Obviously.
Bulawayo, Bulawayo. Kings and queens, please bring me them queens.
Anyway, in case for those who aren't getting video, B-Mac has a horrendous grass burn on his leg.
I think people know what I've got on my leg. I think they know. I think
it's on the gram.
I was actually no even.
How would they know?
Practice.
I know I saw your practice, but like
people have seen me around town.
This is not for your teammates.
Again.
10 minutes into the game. You're on for
10 minutes is a lifetime. I was on for a minute and a half, literally. Got on. It was off kickoff. Our kickoff. Got hit the own. Masimba turned over. We played. We got into the F5. Pick and go. Yeah, go.
Yaddy, yaddy.
Leg drive. Wow. And I hit nice. Then what happened? We got a penalty and we opted for a scrum. We actually drove the. I thought the scrum was going to be
no.
tough, but I'm not a marshmallow.
It wasn't.
Oh, I've got a moon boot.
With the boots.
I've got a moon boot.
Yeah.
And the worst is I've got a moon boot on the same leg that I fractured my fibula. So now whoever looks at me is like, ankle. But it's not the ankle. It's the actual foot.
So how long are you in the moon boot for?
I don't know. I'll only know MRI scan is being done on Monday.
Yeah.
Then results will come out the next day. Then I'll go see the doctor either on the Tuesday or Wednesday. But to be completely honest with you, it's definitely not a fracture. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been here. I wouldn't have been doing this. And it really feels like 2 weeks I can be walking without any support of any kind. But now it's just working to get back to...
Well, lucky for you, you've got a 6-week break coming up, so you got a little mini preseason, so you don't really miss much rugby.
Quick digression, a little piece of news. African rugby has postponed or killed the Gold Cup and Silver Cup games, which are meant to be played April 29?
No, Gold Cup is June.
Gold Cup is June.
Gold Cup was meant to be June.
It starts like end of May and finishes in August.
No. It's 1 week. It was meant to be 1 week.
Oh, yeah, it was meant to be over 1 or 2 weeks.
Week, yeah, 1 week.
So they've cancelled those tournaments. They've
gone back
to
that hosting in the same country. That was dope.
Yay!
That was actually dope.
Good weren't times. You crying about playing 3 or 4 games in the course of a week and saying that's hella painful?
It is hella painful. But
three podcasts
fit,
ago.
If you're fit. Yeah,
look, it's hella painful. But again, like BMAC is going to say.
If your squad is fit and you guys are on the trot, once you get in the groove, my friend is going, gone. But the last time we actually played that format, we only played 2 games.
What was the Hong Kong format?
Hong Kong wasn't...
Hong Kong was 3 in how many days?
Hong Kong was 3 in good 2 weeks
two
or so.
2 weeks, yeah. But you needed the time. Nice. You needed the time off because it was humid. Raishia. It was a hot...
Raishia.
I need
but we actually nearly freaking tanned those ones, man.
That was the
but
worst thing.
These are the ones that I have problems with. We hold ourselves back. I have no idea why. We hold ourselves back.
I will take some responsibility for that because I got sick the day we landed. I got sick on the plane.
How?
No, man. Not
remember
like...
I got sick. I was sick, so I didn't
play. Yeah, I understand that. But you can't say I will take the blame for that. You didn't play. The people who played...
Yeah, true.
We just had to finish off, boss. 2 points. Then where's on Saturday? 1 point. But I kind of blame the ref.
Yeah, one thing that we need to really talk about, I think in Zimbabwe rugby, is the standard of referee.
Did he really lie about the scoreline?
It is shocking.
He didn't lie.
It is shocking.
He didn't know. Even then he lied.
Okay, he didn't
so
know.
So first, if he's honest.
Okay, let's not even go as far as that, okay?
Can I hit the scene?
That's human error.
Can I hit the scene?
Okay, no, hold on. Don't set the scene.
Jack, bro, that's got a large part to do with it.
Okay, that is a large part.
How do you discuss the thing without them knowing what's going on? Because you're about to go into what you feel, but they don't know what's going on.
I need to
set the scene.
So, literally on Saturday last week, which was the 6th of April, there was a rugby game between some Harare teams. And during the game, one of the teams was given the wrong score by the ref. They went and they asked the ref, what's the score? The ref gave them an incorrect score. He gave them a score that made it look like they were winning, when in fact they were losing by about 4 points. Now,
wait, who was winning?
Oh, jeez. Oh, H was meant to be winning.
We
according to the ref.
Points.
No, he had
said
set up saying that we were down by 2 points, 26-24.
Right.
So it would have meant that the penalty kick
would have made
was
it 27-26
for us to be in the lead by 1 point.
Okay.
But as a matter of fact, we were
down by four.
Yes.
So the ref basically made that cock-up, which led to the team making decisions that did not end well for that team. Gavin.
Okay. I'm going to say, and let's not even go as far as that, some of the calls that he made were absolutely horrendous, were shocking. Do you know, it was, you know, sometimes you try and play above the ref, but at some point you're like, come on, this is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time where we had advantage. It was our advantage.
And it just ended. When he knocked the ball on.
No. Not that. We had advantage. So they knocked it on. We had advantage. They still had the ball. They knock it on again. Then he gives them a penalty.
And I remember standing that. There. He actually gave us advantage. Then he put his hand down.
Yeah, and they're standing there like, but mate, how what far, are you doing? Baba? And then there was a time where, there were so many times where guys had their knees on the ground.
Yeah. TJ, in the lineout, turned over the ball, Diva overthrew, TJ caught the item, goes on his knees, and that's a tackle. But my man's ref can't be found.
Not even...
Assistant ref, same story, can't communicate.
Your game was fun. Our game had a situation where we were scrumming against these guys, right? When we scrum, I was playing proper, the way.
Mm.
When we
but what position have you not played, HP?
Yeah, anyway. So I'm playing prop, was scrumming. When we scrum them hard, she says to us, "You're being too violent in the scrums. Please don't be too violent. Don't do that." Okay. When they scrum, they're scrumming going upwards. They're not scrumming straight or square. She says to me, "Ah, well, I can't see what he's doing." But ref, you're standing right there. You're standing right there.
I think it's very difficult for, obviously, it sounds like we're personalizing this, but the refs are just terrible in general for pretty much everybody.
Yes.
We're just speaking from our experiences at the weekend, so it's not as if we're complaining about the refs always being against our team or our club, but just in general, the refs are pathetic.
We actually make that happen by going at them immediately after the game starts.
What should
so
we do?
So as soon as the... We should just play.
We need to manage...
We really should just play. But we see what how what level of awfulness the ref is on that day and actually play with it. Because the more you go at him and the more you're just... You're just going to be on his bad side.
Yeah, but having said that, let's be honest. No. I understand, refs should be managed better. But if you cannot make basic calls, I'll even tell you, last year, there was a schoolboy game. I'm not going to mention the schools, obviously. There was a schoolboy game, had a penalty in front of the post, right, to draw the game. When the ref gave away the penalty, the captain from the other school went and asked, "Mate, how much left on the clock?" Ref says, "There's 5 minutes left." They're like, okay, boy, it's cool. Then the guy kicks it over. Ref blows the whistle.
Game over.
That
happened to us also on Saturday.
Yeah, ref blows the whistle, game over. Then the kids go up to him, they're like, "But you told us there were 5 minutes left." Then he's like, "Yeah, well, I was wrong." They're like, "But you can't do that."
How can you be wrong? You are the one who's got the watch.
And then you penalize us for being wrong.
Is this the one who started getting emotional?
This is the ref who started crying. This is the ref who, first of all, started crying. And he started threatening this kid, this schoolboy, telling him that, "I grew up in the ghetto.
I'm a ghetto youth.
We don't take this type of stuff." You know, and
it
got pretty heated.
You're about to get this ass whooping.
And that's where my point is building up to, is that the referees in Zimbabwe are so bad. They're only about two or three that have an idea what they're doing. The rest are so bad, but they take things so personally. Listen, if you're going to be criticized. You're going to be criticized. It's the name of the game. You're going to be criticized. If you make stupid decisions and you make bad decisions, and worse off, you're arrogant about it, you will be criticized. You will be. Because you cannot have the ref playing a central role in pretty much every single game that's played in this country.
We have to mention this.
The ref is a central role. That is rubbish. That is nonsense. You know, and World Rugby should really just come and take a Africa Rugby. World Rugby, I mean African Rugby. They need to come and really
catch
take
a plane from Carthage.
They need to take a look at it and be like, okay, seriously, how is the game supposed to grow when you have decisions like this being made? You know, and it's mind boggling.
Do you know what's worse?
It informing development.
The commissioner, Anonzani we mare fuya uya ninga kamira ari inspector.
That guy.
Aninga achiona zvichidik. Then you ask him questions, "Boss." Then he just be like,
It's, you see, it's the arrogance. It's the arrogance that I'm speaking about. You cannot be arrogant. You are there. You are there to serve a purpose, right? You cannot have that kind of arrogance, because at the end of the day, this is amateur rugby. Who wants to leave their house to be told by a clown? You know, to be spoken down to by someone. Like, it's not right, and it's... And it's not right, you know, and really, unfortunately, the good refs in Zim are the ones that are actually excelling, that are going to these continental competitions and all of that.
Yep.
So, it's not like we don't have potential for good referees, but good Lord, it's
unbelievable.
It's you know, you stand there and you watch and you're shocked. And the problem is, it's like that at every single level. Go down to schoolboy, and it's just as bad.
And it's not even just Kuti, they prefer some one club to another. It's just they see fire.
The university
don't know what you're doing.
I'll be honest with you. On Saturday at the breakdown, not once did that guy ever say hands away. He just rock up and he just blow his whistle. And when he blew his whistle, it was a lottery. You're like, I really hope he's giving the penalty to us.
I hope it's us.
Because there was silence. I got pinged for hands in the ruck at one point. And there was silence. I went for the ball. I got my hands on the ball. I'm waiting to hear the ref say, let it go, hands away. There's nothing. You know, the guy on the ground's not letting go of the ball. There's nothing. He blows the whistle. I'm like, yes, won a penalty. Then he's like, green, hands in the ruck. And you're like, but,
I was there, bro.
But no, but oh, talk.
Oh, then as soon as you tried to talk, 10 more.
Shipping.
Yeah, but get you picked, know, 10. But you know how it is, man. Every man is the king of his station. So, like, you know, like, you've got some security guards who get real uppity. Mm. Like, at a certain embassy,
ooh,
they had a reputation for it.
Yeah, my old
boy. If the ambassador has told you what to know. If I don't let you in. Don't let you in. Now go home. Come back tomorrow.
Please, my Opo.
But I don't know if anyone's this World Rugby or Rugby Africa, please, guys.
Do something.
Do something, because this is nonsense. We can't continue like this, and yeah, it's
Rugby
Africa. You know, October.
Yes, but it wasn't equal.
But anyway, let's move on to something else.
Super Rugby.
No, before we even get that far.
You're the one, Super Rugby.
The man of the moment.
No, let's end with that.
Are you going to do it?
Let's end with that.
Izzy.
Izzy Folau.
Did you hear what just happened with Australia Rugby? They're like, unless you can prove mitigating circumstances for the nonsense post you put up, you're done.
Are you serious?
Suspending him.
Yeah. You know, not suspending. You're done.
Suspending. I read that.
But you see, this is where you're going to be asking yourself, Puchens. Social media, is it worth it?
We're going to get into this.
I think we should end with this, because this is going to be a rant, bro.
No, we have to get into this.
At the end, Pillar.
Why at the end?
Because we need to fix other things. Yeah. Everything else won't matter.
Sheesh.
We're in it.
But the thing is, even his wife, hey?
Actually my wife.
They're all on that tip, eh?
Yeah, obviously his wife's gonna be on that tip. Like, obviously she's gonna back
Look at what the guan is. That's gonna back stupidity.
That's his wife, bro.
Look at what the guan is. He's at his rant. This is not the first time.
No, it's not. He's always doing it.
It's not the first time.
He's but today is the picture he put.
And I didn't see the picture. I don't think I want to see the picture.
You trigger, don't even look at that picture. It looks like a warning sign for a building.
Yeah.
Like demolition warning sign.
The fact that he's done it again.
He's always doing this though. He's always doing it.
Do you know, okay, I'm going to try and make people understand a weird point that I've got right now.
Please try.
You've watched Infinity War, yes?
Yes.
Thanos?
Yes.
He is by far the best Marvel villain I've seen so far.
Okay.
Just like Bane was cool Batman.
This is true.
Yeah. And what he's saying... what he's saying...
Australia.
Too many... No, man. Just the world in general. I'm talking about Thanos right now.
Okay.
I just want to see where this is going.
He's turning his guns, world hunger, too many mouths to feed,
resources,
little to go around. If I just swipe half the on, the guan is sorted.
Enough guap.
That's his opinion, and it makes sense
to him.
But morally, you cannot even begin. You can't even begin to fathom. Boss, are you actually scheming about this? And you've thought about it.
The math
so
works
much
out, huh?
That you, no, exactly, but, that's the problem. Yeah, it's screwed up because it makes sense, but morally it's messed up. Now
it's a band-aid. It doesn't cure the problem. Because
exactly.
Just in a matter of time, the same thing. It's gonna repopulate.
Now the point.
So you're gonna do it
now,
every.
The point I want to
every
get.
Couple of centuries.
The point I want to get to now, is.
Falao.
That's his belief.
Yeah.
So we're working on beliefs now.
Okay.
Now kwa falao. Belief yake.
Keep it to yourself, nigga. Damn.
That's my point. Belief yake ndiye kuti. But that's what you believe, my G. But now remember, you're not living in your own world yet.
Plus, no, a public figure.
Global village, public village. If that thing, you know it's sensitive. You know that the world, the direction that the world is going right now, there's no room for that.
AKA, it's a touchy subject.
There's no room for that.
Freezing.
Keep it to yourself.
Definitely. Or tell those who you know.
Keep it to yourself.
I'm cool with you. You and your wife in your
telling
crib.
Us it's bad city.
No,
because
no, no,
I'm talking about gang up.
No, keep it to yourself.
Keep
man.
It to yourself. Same guans in a race, except. If you don't smack, just keep to yourself.
Chill over
and
there.
Don't chill in the air. That's it. That's it. But coming out, it's too much. This year is actually going to be a long year. We are only in April. And as Zimbabweans already, we have been through so much.
Unnecessary.
Ah, I'm not going to say unnecessary. I'm not going to say unnecessary.
Oh,
I'm going to
say unnecessary.
We've been through a lot.
Toshis are December.
I will get there, but I'm that.
You know, like the amount of outrage that this guy is seeing, and like ASICS was getting attacked. The shoe company, ASICS made the boots for him.
ASICS.
Yeah, both.
They're getting attacked
for making boots for him.
For supporting him.
Of course,
what,
they're
after he said what he said.
Yeah,
of
they're getting
they're
mentioned
getting,
in the
of
comments. BMW is being told to take back his. They gave an i8.
Bro.
I'll take it back.
Bro, it's the same as when Tiger was caught doing what he was doing.
Do you really think Nike was going to stick around?
Do you think...
but they actually
did. They did.
They did.
They came back.
They believed in their own.
They believed in their own, I guess.
And he actually... It paid off.
Yeah. He sorted himself out, though.
This is what you want.
Don't say
yeah, he sorted himself out.
Yeah, but Tiger, did you see his hole-in-one, like, 2 weeks ago?
No.
My gosh. The previous day, he played a bogey at that hole. Got in a better pin position.
Tiger's a beast.
Wow! Whim! Pin high, spin to the left, hole in one. Well, not hole in one, but...
Oh, no.
It was like an eagle.
Good day.
Ah, it was heavy.
But anyway, Falao.
This is what you call a reverse Kaepernick.
Falao's an idiot. Like, you need to be smarter. You really need to make smarter decisions. Yeah, it is your social media. Yeah, all of that. But come on, man. You're a public figure. What just happened like a month ago in Christchurch as well, you know.
Victimizing.
Really
it
doesn't work.
Does not work.
It doesn't work. And that is extremist thinking of the highest kind, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's...
It fuels hatred.
It fuels a lot of hatred, and again,
gives people an excuse to actually start acting like goons.
Exactly,
like goons.
And he's done himself no favors. He's done the Waratahs definitely them no favors.
Australia rugby.
He's done Australia rugby. Australia is already struggling with this whole
thing.
That
guy is the best fullback, whatever position you're putting him wing. He is the best they've got, and now he's just screwed it up for them. World Cup year. Come on!
You car. And the sad thing is, he is steadfast in his refusal to back down.
Yep.
He's not going to back down.
Yep.
So what's he going to, what's he, like now, I guess now he's reached the point of no return. If he backs down, but the thing is, if he backs down, he gets his grief for a year, a few months, it's over, it blows over.
He'll people be good forget. If he does.
He, but then now, he's going to be like...
Kanani maso se kuita big as is na basa nazo because ndara I don't vary that big kana with a big.
But people on people online like Israel used to be the most drunken sexist abuser that you would see out in over there.
Yeah, but you can see his face good.
He didn't age well.
Panega that ka sina munyanzo.
I mean, Jason Robinson was also. Jason Robinson also was in the rough life. He turned to Jesus. Didn't see him going around posting that type of stuff. Sonny Bill Williams was also his.
Oh yes,
he used
Sonny.
To say when he was at when he was I forgot which team he used to play for
when he was playing league.
He was like, we used to train hard and drink hard. That was the philosophy, you know. But then he turned his stuff around, and all he does is preach positivity. I don't understand.
But Owen's still attacking. That's weird.
Yeah. Sonny
but Sonny Bill is not attacking anyone else.
Sonny Bill is his issues with people in New Zealand is also it's just something else.
Are they depth?
I think it's the star power. I think they feel he's got too much star power, and there's a lot of Hollywood about him.
He doesn't abuse it, though.
He doesn't abuse it. And it's so sad that when he does something genuinely nice...
Owens rip him apart.
Like, even when he gave the kid his medal, his World Cup medal. Hey, Owens people, ripped him apart. People took the opportunity. They were like, of course he knew he was going to get a replacement. He knew. That's not the point.
That has never that's happened before. Point. How
these
did he know?
These stewards were trying to smoke this kid.
What do you mean?
They took him out.
They smoked him. I forgot. This was a while.
They took him out, bro.
What? Like, oh. Sonny Bill picked the youngster.
Whole stadium, bro.
That youngster left with a World Cup medal gold. He left with an All Blacks beanie. He left with a scarf, and I'm sure he got more match.
He left with a lifetime experience of positivity. What you can do just by being a good person. Man. That's a bigger thing. You know?
That steward must have felt like an idiot.
I'm sure.
For doing his job.
Ah, Jack. His job isn't to clean up.
It's a little kid. What threat could a little kid pose?
But smoke.
It depends who you ask.
Yeah,
he smoked him.
Oh,
and they passed the blunt. No, I must smoke this one. Hold on. Okay, so.
Oh my God.
Was that a joke?
Yes.
Oh wow.
Hey. Jesus.
Nice joke, bud. Keep it up.
Yes.
Keep it up.
Right, so we're done with...
Anyway, we're done. Yes, we get it.
Can we move on? We're done here. We're done here.
Right, Super Rugby. What are we saying?
Who's even playing this weekend? I know this is the Battle of the Bombay on Saturday.
Talk about the results from last week.
Sharks was impressive.
Fucking Lions.
Me and Chunjo.
Sharks was impressive.
Oh, wow. You told us.
Sharks.
You told us, is it? Is it? Do you want to listen?
You are just trying to be different.
Do you want to listen to? Well, listen to last week's.
Did you not say I was trying to be different?
What carried the Sharks through was that emotional boost for the Beast.
I beg to differ.
Did they not win?
Yeah, they fucking tried the Lions. Yeah,
Saka, what are you saying?
I have a young differ.
What are you saying? What's your differ?
Kevin Bosch has chosen to start for the first time.
Was chosen to start.
Yeah. And he was also willing to prove a few things himself.
Yeah, he had to. It was fast. He's putting serious pressure on
him.
Apalele is playing good rugby. No, but the Sharks were impressive. They were just... The Lions didn't even show up. One thing I have to complain about, the photography from that game. You people are talking about the Beast being the highest... Why do you take the one photo when he was caught off balance? Did you see? When he was getting tackled by one... There were so many other picks to use. Journals, you guys are dickheads. Let the man flourish. Find a better pick. You saw it, right?
I didn't see.
He's getting smashed by Whiteley. He's getting absolutely so funny.
That is so messed up.
I'm like, come on, man. Let the little brother shine. Little brother
that's
shine.
That's actually messed up.
Let, man.
Yeah, they got a couple of runs as well. I didn't pick any of those photos. They picked the one who was getting hit.
When he was getting. Bro, he was on one leg.
Boom! Back to sender.
Shit. Let me just Google this thing. But no. Yeah, no, the Sharks were
impressive.
They were on point. You know, I don't think they could be consistent with that type of performance at all.
That's cold.
No.
Boss Beast is, from now on, Beast is just setting new record until end of season.
No, it's
how many possible games does he have till end of season?
All of
it's 15
them.
Weeks.
All of them.
So they've done, this is week 9. Yeah. You can try.
No. It's not cold. It's just being realistic. Like, yep. That kind of performance takes a lot out of you. You know, it takes a hell of a lot out of you. But although, I have to say, I know the Beast got all the plaudits, but Kieran Van Vuuren, brilliant game. Brilliant game at hooker.
Didn't he get man of the match?
He stood out, man. He was impressive. UKZN boy, by the way. Stood out. He was impressive.
Wanted, though, but
nah, I wanted though. Nah, but it's
impressive, okay. Respect.
Respect. Yeah, you owe us that, Karen, after you got us knocked out of.
So,
one of my emotions.
On one hand, we have Beast, right, setting his records. On the other hand, Nono's game with the Blues, I think he helped them a lot. Those two assists and that one try.
Uncle Ma is showing science. He's showing science. And it's disappointing that he didn't make it into the 41 man squad.
Mm-hmm.
But you know,
do
if
you
he's
think
consistent,
he didn't make it, or you think he turned it down?
I think it's a case of Hansen is away. He just needs to give him a bit more time. I think he's trying to run away from the whole sensationalism that'll come with him being picked and the media backlash that'll come with him being picked. I think he wants to give Ma a bit more time. Give him a bit more time to string together a couple of performances because, you
back
know...
himself.
Yeah, to string together a couple of performances. But he was brilliant. That pace, the vision, the part, he was good. If he keeps that up, you know, hopefully he has a poor game against the Chiefs on Saturday. But after that...
Because Galvin is a chief.
After that, have a go, Uncle Ma. Have a go. Do what you gotta do,
Galvin,
brother.
Galvin is a chief.
Do what you gotta do.
Bowden. The Hurricanes this weekend.
What was the score in the Hurricanes game?
The Hurricanes won. Bowden was supplying and running like he always does.
Oh, no. You're talking about Bowden? What about Adi?
Adi! What? Adi! What? Aggression was on point, huh?
What?
What do you mean? It's always.
I said
always.
It before. I said it before.
You can't do this whole game this
I
time.
I said it before. I'm going to say
came
it again.
Came through this game.
Adi Sevilla is, at this point in time, the All Blacks back row that I can see starting is going to be Reed at 8, Sevilla at 7, Sam Kane at 6.
Ooh.
Because Sam Kane at 6 is going to solve the problem that the All Black. First of all, he's not going to get that 7 jersey off Adi. And second, it's a balanced back row. And Sam Kane is not a small man. And he's a good ball. He's a big ball carrier. So is Adi. So I think it might solve that conundrum that the All Blacks are having at the moment at 6. Because Squire, not great. Frizzell, he's trying. Fifita, again, not... No, Squire is still injured as well. Like,
Fifita was chosen,
great.
Though. He's in the 41.
Sorry?
Fifita's in the 41.
Fifita, yeah. But then you need someone. But you see, you've got experience. You've got settled players. With Kane, Reed, and Sevilla. And what you'll need at the World Cup, what you will need is experience.
Majis Mawida makes no sense.
Not yet.
I know we're making sense.
Aye, aye, aye.
We're making sense.
This weekend, I don't think it's going to work out well for you guys.
Against the Blues? I think
I don't think it's going to work out well.
I think it will. Because you know what? Finally, the injuries are sorted. That is the strongest possible team that the Chiefs could put up. The biggest area of doubt, I think, in terms of in the backs, is with Sean Wainui. Guys, he needs a big game. Because while he's a big wing and a power winger, his pace has been criticized. He's been criticized over his lack of pace, and he's up against Rico.
And the Blues, by the way, they've won three now.
They won three,
It's now four in a row, right?
Four in a row.
And yeah, I was watching a new interview with Rico. I was like, it's not on. We need to stop this rubbish. We need to at least get to the playoffs. So no,
They will get to the playoffs. But don't count the Chiefs out, man. Their last couple of performances have been impressive. Ever since they started doing the right thing and putting Damien at fullback, their performances have been impressive.
Bro,
you don't just go to Loftus and put 50 points.
I still can't get over that, eh?
You don't just go to Loftus and put 50 points on the Blue Bulls.
And Blue Bulls.
And you don't go to Argentina. Before me. And you don't just go to Argentina and win.
You don't do that.
That one I agree.
You don't do that.
Argentina. You don't do that, bro. You don't do that. So the Chiefs, they're getting it back together. But it's gonna be one hell of a game. It's gonna be a hell of a game.
Right, finally the Saders and the other team. This
the Landers.
Weekend. Yeah.
Come on.
Come on, man.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on.
I mean, it's good to see that that Rob Thompson is back for the Highlanders. Him and Tay Walden in the midfield will add some stability. They need that at the moment. But, yo, I don't see them. That Crusaders, have you seen the pack? The Crusaders pack is insane. It's ridiculous. Listen, Makalio for
did you hear that? It's ridiculous.
It's crazy. Makalio, look, Makalio doesn't look like your typical
hooker,
but the guy scores tries. He does score and tries.
He does not stop.
Yeah. Your Makalio there, Fetu Douglas there. You've got Sam Whitelock. That pack is insane. That pack is monstrous. And then the back line is settled. Severis is playing well. As much as people want to hate on him for his other incidents in his personal life that happened, that lost him his contract, the man is fire. And another thing.
Screw you,
Colin Cooper, for not signing him. He played for Waikato and you didn't sign him for the Chiefs, you bastards.
What did he do?
He decked his girlfriend.
Oh,
he decked his girlfriend. Yeah, exactly. So he'd actually signed. He'd signed.
Please don't do that.
He'd signed for Connacht. So after that, there was, I think he was accused of it. I don't know how it actually panned out.
Those things.
But then the moments that came in the media, Connacht were like, sorry, we will not sign you.
That actually does not.
And the thing is, Sevu Rees is what? He's 20, is he 22? He's young. He's young, bro. He's so young. That could have been a serious gain for Ireland in the long run. But you have to be about your principles. You know, you have to be about your principles. And he didn't actually have a Super Rugby contract. And he went to the Crusaders just brought him on just as a squad player, just to come in and training and see how it goes. And he's been playing really well. I don't know if you saw the shot he put on Alai Malo a few weeks ago. He hit him so hard. He hits him so hard. And Alai Malo is a big man. Alai Malo is 6'4". Severis is like 5'9", 5'10".
6'4".
Alai Malo is huge, man. Severis smashed him. Hold on, let me show you this hit.
Oh my goodness.
You're going to need to splice this hit in. It is. dog. That it was
Mata.
Yeah, one of your moments of bitterness. One of your moments of bitterness.
Manu now moves it on McKenzie out wider and Alai Malo. Absolutely smashed there by Sebu Rees. And this doesn't look good.
No way.
Lined him up beautifully.
So Sebu Rees, he's playing really well. He scored a brace, I think, last weekend. So there's some serious firepower there. And then you've got Will Jordan on the bench. Will Jordan, who, again, is just in contention for Super Rugby Rookie of the Year. He is absolutely tearing it up.
Yep.
Tearing it up. And again, another big... Will Jordan's a big boy. 6'3".
Jesus.
Big boy. Braden Eno is there. You've got Havili.
They'll kill us.
You've got David Avili. You know, so I don't see the Crusaders. I don't see the Landers being able to stop them. I genuinely don't. The Landers do have, they have a very good pack. They have a very good scrum, but I don't see them causing the Crusaders any problems.
That is sad.
Let's go Shaders.
Well,
my Shaders.
We were looking at something very interesting the other day. Do you know how many players from rugby union have left for the NFL? About
three, isn't it? Three or four.
Three or four. The other guy from England left this week as well.
Wade.
Wade, yeah.
Wade got signed
by the Buffalo Bills.
There's Jamal Ford Robinson. Mm-hmm. There's another guy from the NRL.
There's an Islander as well.
There's a guy from the NRL, yeah. There was Jared Hayne as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, look, to be honest, you look at the... Think about it, right? Yeah, NFL has its more difficult points in terms of the amount of information that you need to take in. Mm-hmm. And
plays.
And, yeah, the plays and the jargon and all of that that you need to take in. But at the end of the day, the skills are extremely transferable. And I think the fact that in rugby, you know, you're playing 80 minutes.
80 what minutes is there?
Of pure concentration, you know.
First of all, my stop start.
Yeah, football's a stop start. I mean, it's the natural... It was bound to happen. It was bound to happen. And, you know, football, yes, they are two different sports, but I just think rugby players will actually do well. They can do well and they can thrive in that sport. They really can.
My biggest question is, are we seeing this happen more and more because of the amount of money that NFL players get? And because rugby union seems to not want to make players rich?
I can speak in terms of, but let's not forget that American football, or NFL rather, has been professional for way longer than rugby.
Yes.
For way, way longer. That's the first point. The second point, I think it's also guys not getting opportunities. I know Christian Wade left rugby union because he wasn't being given opportunities with England. He was he's a constant feature in highlight reels. When you look at the Gallagher Premiership, as they call it now, and when you look at the Heineken Cup, constantly in the highlight reel, scoring amazing tries, great pace, strike rate, great finisher, one of the best finishers that English rugby has ever had.
Yep.
I'll go out on a limb and say that, but Eddie Jones ignores him.
Right.
So for him, it's like, okay, so I'm doing this, right? I can go to France and get paid probably 10% more, or you know what? I just go somewhere else and just...
Milk.
Start afresh.
Yeah.
Go for 3-4 years, give my $5 million or whatever, $5-6 million.
Yeah.
And then I'm done. And Wade isn't getting any younger. Wade is 28 now.
When you put that in, when you say that NFL's been pro for a longer time, rugby league has been pro for a longer time than union as well.
Yeah, league is. Yeah, league.
That's why league formed in the first place, because union refused to pay players.
Because union refused to pay players. And then, of course, in the north of England,
yes,
that's when they decided players need to get paid. Working in the coal mines and that.
Yeah. And there we go.
That's where they decided. So I think rugby union also, again, the way... Rugby union, the problem with it as a sport is we're stuck in tradition quite a lot.
Right.
The beauty of rugby is that it does have a lot of tradition and it's great and all of that, but sometimes you've got to be willing to move along with the times, you know, and that's where we kind of fall short a little bit. In terms of our sport, I mean, even just look at the way the game is supposedly growing, or the way it's not growing. Compare it with soccer. You can go anywhere on the planet, you'll see someone wearing, and it pains me to say this, you'll see someone wearing a Man United jersey. Anywhere in the world. Anywhere. You know? Anywhere.
I'm really not happy.
Yeah, I'm so happy. But did you see the thing have you seen the meme with Drake?
After.
Wow. No, I was just like, what? He's not waiting. I need to show him.
What? I ain't doing nothing right now.
So the thing is, like, I mean, look at even just the way rugby is not as inclusive as it should be. Mm-hmm. Even at the top table, Michael Leach, the Japan captain, was even saying, like, guys, it's ridiculous. The top teams don't want to share. They want to just ring fence, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Why are the Sunwolves getting kicked out of Super Rugby?
Yeah.
And I'm told you.
It's ridiculous. So there's, rugby still has a long way to go, and yeah, it's, but we're getting there, slowly but surely. But it's, I don't want to speak too much because I'll speak about microcosms and what is a microcosm of world rugby. That's in our backyard. Ooh, but anyway.
Okay.
But anyway,
who did it? Anyway,
let's hold that rant in for now. Let's be politically correct. Speaking of growth of the game, though.
Wow, that is so messed up.
It is true, though. The forgotten frontier, as we were saying, I think. I think Africa are getting the short end of the stick from World
Very
rugby.
Much.
I think, in terms of helping. In terms of helping the game develop and growing the game, I think you have one guaranteed spot, which is always going to go to the Springboks, no matter what. Right?
Okay. That's because they're in the top 20.
Yeah, but like that gap is never going to close. You know that it's never going to close. Then you've got Namibia, who have, what is it, the past four World Cups now. Four or five World Cups now in a row, qualified.
Yep.
So they already have that advantage that their systems are right.
They're agreeing on something.
It is insanity to expect everybody else to try and beat them when their systems are clearly not there or they're not to that level.
But Kenya are trying something because they just beat Namibia.
They're under 20s. But that doesn't mean anything.
2009, beat Namibia 39 bar. My World Cup qualifier.
Fast forward 7. Fast forward what? We'll go 6 years. Fast forward 6 years.
We are getting 80 points.
They're getting 80 points from the same taking them dudes. From the same dudes.
Exactly the same. See, the owners is like, remember when you gave us 39, but now,
look
I'm
at
going
you now.
To the World Cup.
Where are you going?
To Harare.
Going home.
Fuck.
You see? So
that was a terrible.
So now you've got four or five countries that have got rugby history, we'll go four countries with rugby history, with tradition, who, like, look at Zim, how many players at the top of the game? At the top table, have Zimbabwean or have Zimbabwean blood? You can name a hell of a lot. Six.
Ah, boss, there's a lot.
There's
that we know.
Six.
At the last World Cup, there were six.
Okay, let's just.
I know there's a lot.
For argument's sake, okay, so you got the Beast.
Yes.
Right, you've got Pocock. You've got David Denton. You've got Sebastian Negri.
Who's the Canada
one? There's a guy from Canada.
Yes, the guy from Canada. He's a guy in Canada. He's a lock. Tezo Ngwenya from the States.
You anyway,
see,
George Gregan.
You see, Grant
George Gregan is from
Zambia.
Mom's talking about Zimbabwe. Read his autobiography, mate.
Zimbabwe.
Gregan, ex-Aussie, scum off.
Zim.
Yeah,
Gary
yeah.
Teichman. Zim. Bob Skinstead. Chipinge.
Bob Skinstead.
Yeah. So there's.
Grant Hattie, he plays a lock
for Sunwolves. Yeah.
And the guy is a unit.
Eli Snyman.
Fun fact, 2008.
Eli Snyman was at St. John's.
2008, Grant Hattie and Dave Denton were playing for Kingswood.
Yeah.
Tika Wakuna, any 1 point.
That's
where I'm going. But at least the other way about masters. But this was
what about it? The first time I played against Zibzi, I told a dude, tiny center. Ran rings around him, scored a hat trick. Fast forward a few years. Mm-hmm. His best mates is Riyad Mahrez, and I'm sitting in a backyard with you two fuckers.
Okay.
HB, tell us about you.
Funny stuff. No, but honestly, World Rugby can't sit there and let everyone fight for scraps. You know, and then that's unfortunately what's happening. And
man.
World
ridiculous. It's the way of the world.
World Rugby is rooted in some form of
competition. But having said that, I don't think we as the other African countries have really shown that we've got our
That's
shit
That's what
together.
I was about to say. It's the way of the world. If you are not making a contribution to the export on a world stage, then don't
I think we have though, but we've made enough. We've got two players in the world, in the World Rugby
enough.
Hall of Fame.
We have not
brother.
Made enough.
Which two?
Ooh, Timbers.
The Timbers.
Richard.
And Kennedy.
And then obviously later on the Beast will be there.
But is he Zimbabwean?
Don't stupid.
I hope he hears this and he comes and he knocks you out.
He's not gonna knock me out. I asked a legitimate question.
He's a nice guy.
I'm sure he'll answer it and say yes or no. Depending on what it is.
You'll probably save Matayako.
Oh, he won't say that either.
Yeah, it's too nice.
Very churchly fellow.
You see, Israel should take lessons from Beast.
He's actually an extremely, extremely churchly fellow.
He'll just say, I'll pray for you, brother.
More like it. But I think you're asking a technical question in order for him to be able to play for South Africa. But you know. They even call him. He's Zimbabwe.
Right. Anyway, with that, we shall bring this to a close.
Bye-bye.
Good timing. Have a good one, everybody. Have a good weekend. Oh, by the way, there's Super 6 this weekend. Come out and enjoy. I think Harare Sports Club will play against OGs.
Oh,
Gogues.
What are your
good
predictions?
Sportive. Unless those other players are back. Sportive.
They are back. But I don't know, eh? It's a tricky one.
If Sportivo field
the strongest team,
it's leaned towards Sports Club.
They'll do it. I think they'll do it. But I think what's happening, what I'm seeing anyways, I think OGs are getting a bit of a mental block with Sportivo anyway. No,
because they lost to them twice last season.
Three times.
Shish.
You know, they lost to them three times, so...
And we could have started our train deeper, but...
It'll be a tight one. OH and Matt Warriors. That'll be an interesting battle.
Or Rarians.
Which means Gweru are playing Old Bretonians.
This is Gweru or Mutare?
Sorry, Mutare. They're playing all the time.
Man, those dreads are too tight. You got them wrapped up too tight.
Oh, is that why it's a beeswax foot? You need to switch your...
I'm going to take it in my dreads because they've just gotten a bit longer.
Oh, God. Okay.
Oh, God. Anyway.
Have a good one, everybody.
From the clubhouse.
Catch you next week.
Outside the clubhouse.